Hey everybody, this is the Angel of Temptation. I'm back with my podcast. Yay, I missed it so much. I missed you guys so much. I love making them. I have a lot of other projects going on, so this had to like take a back seat for like a month and a half, but it's back, so yay. Thank you for clicking on it. I was really inspired last night to make this. Very few people know what I do, that I do this, know me as me. And even you guys, I'm pretty private about myself, right? I try to be. But one of my very close friends wrote me, and she was so sweet, and over text last night, and I was laying in bed, and I was just not feeling well. I'm under the weather. I get this text from her, and she's married and has a baby, and she's like, you do not have to answer this. She's like, I totally understand. At least she's very, I'm very open about talking about sex. I can talk about sex all day. She, can't. She's very, very uncomfortable with it, which is totally fine. She's like, how do you keep your libido up? How do you talk about sex? How do you do this? How do you do... create and just cut, does it wear you out? Do you get turned on other times during the day, or is this just acting for you? She was just like, had a million questions for me. And I was really touched that she reached out to me, because that is such a personal thing. I mean, your sexuality, your admitting your lack of libido, or admitting your, you know, so many of us have no problem admitting when we're horny in this community, and I love that. I love this community so much, because we can say, I am a sexual being, I love sex, I love talking about sex, I love thinking about sex, I love listening to other people, create audios, and write scripts, and it just gives me goosebumps right now, guys. Like, the passion that this community has for being so sexually open-minded is amazing, and then to have someone like her reach out to me and just be so comfortable in asking me these questions, just, it warmed my heart to be able to comfort her and be like, first off, you just had a baby. Second off, like, your husband's gone all the time. And third, it's that time of year. Like, this, it's December while I'm recording this. It's December 5th. And so this time of year, depending on, you know, it's just winter. It's that time of year. So if you live in a wintry area, like I live in Ohio, it gets dark here. It gets cold. People are grumpy, and people are driving crazy because of the holiday season. And the holiday season can be very triggering and very emotional and very difficult for some people. Seeing family that you really might not want to see, or seeing family that you really want to see that you don't get to see very often, or people, or missing people, or wishing people were near. There's so many emotions this time of year. So you may notice that your libido, your sexual thoughts, if you're a creator, maybe your audios aren't coming as naturally as they normally do. Or maybe you're not getting off as often as you normally do. Or when you are getting off, it's taking longer, you're not finding as much enjoyment, maybe you just kind of give up halfway through. It's okay. It's really common this time of year. And what she asked me was how I keep up with it. Well, I have a really active sex drive. And again, this community is wonderful because so many of us really do find comfort in knowing that there's other people like us that really can get off 15 times a day and not be embarrassed. One of my favorite comedians, Jim Gaffigan, he says something about, you know, when someone eats a whole pizza, they're like, wow, you were really hungry. But when someone eats a whole cake, they're like, oh, you have a problem. And admitting that you got off once every day or that you have sex once a day, people are like, oh, that's so awesome. But, like, to admit that you got off 15 times a day, people are like, like, no one's really gonna, like, I'm not gonna admit that to anyone except you guys. That happens sometimes where it's just, this is what I'm doing today. This is my plan. anyways. But what I told her, my friend back to her, is when you have issues where your mind is willing, maybe your body isn't, to go slow, to not pressure yourself in that amazing ground-shaking orgasm. Sometimes those take time to build up to. There's times where I get off where I don't come, and I just enjoy the feeling of that stimulation, of really just getting lost in the way my body feels by stimulating certain parts of my body, by using certain toys that really just make me feel good. And there's nothing wrong with just enjoying it, just riding that wave of feeling good and not coming. There's so much pressure in coming and having these groundbreaking orgasms and squirting everywhere, coming so hard, or just like unleashing it all over. You know, there's so much pressure put on that. Where in reality, you can just lay back in bed, take a long shower, enjoy your body, honor your body. I mean, just really get lost in yourself. There's nothing wrong with not coming. It's totally fine. And if this time of year your sex drive is lower, but you miss it, like for me, that's a big part of my life. That's a big part of my identity, is my sexuality. And if I'm in a bad mood, if I'm not feeling myself, I really do have to check in and be like, when's the last time you got off? Because that's just who I am. I mean, I love writing sexual scenarios. I love sharing sexual scenarios with you. And everyone's different. Everyone has different sexual needs. Everyone has, some people need it a lot more. Some people need it a lot less. Some people don't need it at all. I don't need sex. Like, I didn't take care of myself. So I'm fine if it's been a long time since I've had sex. I can take care of myself. But, like, partners and people in relationships who really do feel that lag, practice it on your own. If you have a little bit of free time or in the shower, or, you know, if you do have that time, just enjoy your body. Just enjoy yourself. No pressure. Don't feel the pressure to come. Don't feel the pressure to, I mean, I think I don't know about every woman, but I know I've been in the situation where guys are going down on me and I'm like, I feel like he's so bored because he's been down there for a little bit, like maybe not even that long, but I haven't came yet. I haven't had that porno reaction. And obviously this was when I was much younger and hadn't been part of this community yet and become the angel of temptation, whatever that means. But I felt like this pressure of, oh my god, I haven't came yet, I haven't had that. So, you know, you'd fake it, or you'd do something you didn't know enough to be like, oh well, this isn't working, or I'm just not there yet, or sometimes it takes longer. So I just wanted to put it out there that this was kind of really stream of consciousness, and I am under the weather. I didn't have any outline like I normally do. But I wanted to tell you, like, if you're feeling out of sorts, and your sexuality is a big part of your life, check in with yourself and see when's the last time you've self-satisfied, the last time you've came, the last time you've just experimented with your body and just touched different parts of it that normally do arouse you. Enjoy yourself and take care of yourself. Because this is a stressful time of year, and so it does affect us in different ways. So, don't feel bad if you don't have the groundbreaking orgasm. Also, don't feel bad if you are having, like, 20 of those groundbreaking orgasms a day, or the need to have that, because stress hits us all different, emotions hit us all differently, especially this time of year. The winter time just hits us differently. You know, there's sadness, depression, and all sorts of different things that kind of, like, knock on our door this time of year. So I really want to support you and let you know that you aren't alone. Practice makes perfect, of course, and who doesn't love practicing, getting off, pleasuring themselves, spending time with their partner, and just being like, let's have no pressure in actually coming, let's just enjoy each other's body, let's just enjoy touching and kissing. Oh my gosh, kissing lately has just sounded amazing to me, just really getting lost in kisses. So simple things like that, if you do have a partner, and if you don't have a partner, you know, take care of yourself, you know, love yourself, love your body, love what your body does for you, the way it feels and the way it makes you feel. Get lost in those feelings and don't feel the pressure to have the hardest orgasms, most intense orgasms. So that was it. I just wanted to share that. I wanted to support you guys in this time of year and just tell you all I miss making my podcast, and I'm happy to be back. So I will talk to you all very soon. Take care. I love your messages. I love your thoughts and ideas. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, everybody.